And this is Tell Me Your Story, new paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I thank you for joining us today and every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time and on the internet, streaming live at richarddugan.com. And you can hear the archives at the radio show's page at richarddugan.com. And we have an exciting program for you today. I cannot believe that we are already halfway through the month of April, which is also into the second quarter of 2010. And I'm hurtling towards that half century mark. It's unbelievable how time has flown. I don't feel a day over 17. I mean, this is it's remarkable. And, you know, it might have something to do. I don't know. I can't pinpoint it, but I can't discount it either, because I've been receiving wonderful input, if you will, from this program. It's called the AIM program of energetic balancing, and this is a program that was developed by a gentleman who we have on the phones, who is also the co-author of Sanctuary, and his name is Stephen Lewis. And we have you back again, and I believe the last time I looked, Stephen, it was a year ago this month that we had you on the program.
Yeah, that seems about right, you know, and yeah, and you are doing incredibly well, but I checked.
Okay.
Well, on a scale of 0 to 100, Richard, your life force is 100.
Well, I'm glad to hear
which
that.
Which is not very shabby. Now, that's especially meaningful when you consider how most people are doing, because I don't know if you've noticed it, people aren't doing all that well lately.
No, they're not. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to talk about that.
Ask me about it, I'll answer.
Absolutely. In terms of energy, now, science has already proven, we've mentioned it time and time again on this program, that science is proving to us that we are all nothing but energy. And it's energy that is vibrating at different rates, or different frequencies, and so on and so forth. And that sometimes the various frequencies or vibrations that even are within our own bodies. Let me ask you this. Do we have more than just one frequency going on in our bodies at any given time, or is the body one frequency?
Well, Richard, your right eye is a different frequency than your left eye, and they're both different than your elbow, and they're both different from your whatever.
And that's because you have an eye.
And yes, everything in the universe has its own unique footprint energetically. But what you said, you know, it's an axiom. Yes, everything's energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's taught in high schools.
Right.
That's high school physics. Unless you're in Denmark or something, where it's taught in second grade. Seriously.
Yeah. I understand. And that kind of concerns me a little bit, too. But that's another subject for another day.
But that's a different question.
Right, exactly.
However, the news is not that everything energy. Sure, it does. E does equal mc squared. But that energy, of course, has no properties of its own. You cannot speak of energy in any descriptive sense. It ain't got no taste. It ain't got no smell. It doesn't have a location.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a time. It simply is. That's the end of the book on energy. It is.
It just is.
Obviously, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We live in a world that's not just it is. We live in a world that's not just a wave, but we live in a particulate world. And everything is different. Things are better. They're worse. They're different. We are not the same. And so what creates the difference if everything is energy? And that's what the news is about.
And we're going to talk.
Difference is consciousness.
And And we are going to talk about that. I also want to let our listeners know that if you'd like to get more information about the AIM program that we're going to open up the doors to here, you can do so a couple of ways. One in particular is a toll-free number. And we give this information out not because we're proponents of anything in particular, but because we want you to check it out. That is the whole point. Now, Stephen has the answers. I don't have the answers, and that's why I have him on the program. And you can get further clarification if we don't clarify it for you here by calling 877-500-3622. That's 877-500-3622. You can also go to AIMprogram.com. That's AIM as in Mary, program.com. And we're going to continue our discussion with Stephen Lewis, co-author of Sanctuary, Pathway to Consciousness, and creator of the AIM program here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us.
Restoring balance and joy to your life can be achieved by letting go of negative thought patterns and destructive habits. Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and fast forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
The federal government is violating our Constitution on a variety of fronts, taking over private business, recklessly spending our money, demanding greater obedience, contriving to take away the Second Amendment, enslaving more people into the welfare state. Hello, I'm Rooster Bradford, inviting you to join me on Tuesdays at 2 and 10 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Rooster Crows on AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station, a program that sounds the wake-up call to the dangers threatening our country.
New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. By the way, rather auspiciously, this happens to be the weekend that at least we here on the Central Coast and in the Santa Barbara area are celebrating Earth Day, and we've got all kinds of festivities going on in our communities. I'm sure you probably do in yours, and it's a day, I guess, to celebrate the Earth and to remind people that we need to take care of this home on which we live, stop cluttering it up, start cleaning it out, and finding ways of better utilizing the resources that we have so that we can pass this on to our great-grandchildren and so on and so forth, unless we don't want to do that. I don't know. I'm just kind of putting that out there for thought. It's kind of one of those things that I've kind of questioned, Stephen. Stephen Lewis is my guest. He's the author of Sanctuary, Pathway to Consciousness, and creator of the AIM program, which we'll find out more about. But that was one of my questions some weeks ago on this program. The question just kept nagging at me, and so I'm obligated to ask the question, what is humanity's purpose here? In other words, what is it that we're trying to achieve? You know, the great question, but it wasn't so much from a spiritual perspective, but more from a practical, physical, what do we want to create? Certainly not necessarily the Tower of Babel. We saw how that went. But a greater civilization. How are we going to do that if we don't have better education, if we don't have better health in our bodies and so forth? So and that's something for you to ponder. Let's talk a little bit about Stephen. Who is Stephen Lewis?
Well, you know what? The second I really know, I'm gonna give you a call and tell you, because we, whatever it is we know, we keep reinventing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's always more. And you've touched on about 15 huge topics that no 1 hour could ever cover anyway already. And you're still moving, you know, at warp speed. I mean, when you say, you know, take care of our home, for example, that's all part of it. That's part of the story. For example, people are concerned about taking care of our planet. I'll tell you something. Don't worry about the planet. It will survive. It will endure. That's not the question. That's not the issue. The question is, will we survive on the planet?
Mm.
Which is, in its way, a smaller question, because there are a number of species that have become extinct, even without our interference. Just the Ice Age alone did a terrific job. And we are certainly adding to the mix dramatically. But this is all part of what is happening now. And I think that as broad a perspective as I can muster up, that leads me to believe this is the most profound revolution in the history of the planet. Because it's the ultimate revolution. If what creates everything particulate, manifest in our world, is consciousness, and it is. Niels Bohr, David Bohm, Einstein, they're right, obviously, you know, the masters are right. Not to mention Jesus Christ and Buddha, who said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness creates particulate world, creates everything about our lives, for better and for worse. Then a revolution in consciousness is immense. And that has to be. There must be that revolution. People are lining up on both sides of that line. One side saying, no, it was good enough for the Flintstones, it's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of that line, and then more, and it's growing too, saying, no, we must learn to live at a higher level of consciousness.
You know,
and this is going on and on and on. There's so many questions that I just touched on.
Right, and you...
And that's the revolution. And like any other revolution, Richard, it's going to have its rate of attrition.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an inevitability. Call it, if you will, a thinning out of the herd.
Right, right.
But I think that it's going to be totally obvious within, a week, 2 weeks, three at the outside. It's that close where it is the story on page one. Forget the volcano. Forget the eruption. It's the story on page one. And it's there. It's happening.
Okay.
But it's somehow not quite in the radar of the media yet, but it's moments away.
Well, I'm interested in reading that front page headline story when it does arrive. And we're going to have you give us a preview, if you can, of that story. But I also want to talk about the book, Sanctuary, Pathway to Consciousness. I mean, that book has been out for a number of years. There have been a few addendums to it that are available within the current book that's out there. I think I still have the book that I picked up when you were in Phoenix with Wayne Dyer a good 10 years ago. Which is where I was first introduced to you, as a matter of fact, and it was fascinating what you were sharing and what my brain started to process in light of the fact that I deal with sound waves every day, and I put it in the context of true stereo versus monaural stereo, and taking one of those channels out of phase and then mixing the two together. And in one instance, you minimize the similar frequencies, and the dissimilar frequencies come to the foreground, whereas if it's a left-right mono signal and you take one channel out of phase and mix them together into one channel, because they're identical frequencies, they cancel each other out. So now you have no sound. And I thought that was rather fascinating because that really helped me to understand what it is that you do better. But I think what we need to do is understand how you came up with this process. I mean, did
you understand something, Richard? I have a card carrying geriatric.
Well,
I am, you know. I mean, I'm in my 70s, and this has been my life's work for basically my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And just everything's contributed to it. But, I mean, what you just said is absolutely true. Every frequency has, every harmonic has its own balancing harmonic. Now, you can speak of something's footprint in terms of sound, or in terms of light, or mm-hmm. in terms of many, many things. I speak of it in terms of my one contribution to this field. That is measuring anything whatsoever in life in units of consciousness. Because consciousness is what we use to create our lives individually and collectively, our lives for better or for worse, whether it's poverty or wealth, well-being, ill-being, whether it's disease, cancer, etc., or whether it's abundant well-being, or whatever it is, you know, depression, elation. Everything has its own footprint. We create these things with our consciousness. The raw material's all the same. But we must define, we've got to mold it into that stuff that we call our lives, individually and collectively. And that's what it is. And consciousness, I believe, is the most appropriate word for our time now. That's the revolution. It's in consciousness. And so the first thing you got to say is, so exactly what is consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I believe consciousness is the degree to which you perceive your interaction with everyone and everything in the universe. And unconsciousness, obviously, is the opposite. The degree to which you absolutely perceive no connection to anything else. Hmm. And that's also called insanity. It is.
Yes.
No, it is.
No, I agree with you.
Insanity is the ultimate self-involvement. And
yeah.
There are a lot of people who are flat-out nuts who can make a decent living, but they're nuts.
Yeah. Because they're disconnected from the rest of the world.
Now, that is not news.
Mm-hmm.
At all. But the fact that it's come full cycle, it's coming to fruition, is news. And I think we, you know, just to give us credit for what we've done, we've hurried it along quite a bit with our own, you know, our species has done a good deal to make this come about sooner rather than later.
Right. Now, if I'm understanding, and I do believe I am understanding what you're telling us here, we actually have performed the same, shall we say, energy balancing in our lives in different situations and so forth, as does your AIM program, in the sense that, let's say I am doing all of the movement forward in terms of, let's say, financial prosperity, and suddenly it all goes away, and most likely I did that, I changed something within my thinking and my consciousness that made it go away. And that if I hadn't thought that, it would have kept coming. Is that what we're really talking about more than anything else? Is learning how to control that or manipulate
it? Oh, it's a facet of it, yes.
Okay.
Because it's that, but then it goes much, much deeper than that. But it certainly is true. whatever we can speak of about ourselves, we create with our consciousness. We create everything. And yeah, and that's the good news.
Yeah.
Because it means that everything I was taught as a kid, and probably you too, Richard, is wrong. I was taught that you got to hope you get lucky. Otherwise, you know, stuff happens. And if it does, you got to go to somebody who maybe can fix it. If he can't, you're in deep whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. Right? Wrap it up. That's the story. And, you know, and my parents believed that, basically. And so did all my friends' parents. And, you know, they certainly were well-meaning. But the opposite is true. We are empowered to create the lives we wish, and we are therefore responsible for that creation, and we can do it. But we need each other. That connection is a connection that is in need. We are all connected. We're in this together. We need each other, and there are no exceptions, and it's simply that has governed the world for a long time. Everyone's saying it's us versus them. And mm-hmm. everyone is, you know, the opposite of consciousness is not only unconsciousness, it's separation.
Mm-hmm.
And contrary to what is perceived, if you're separated enough, you are by definition separated from your creator. That's an inevitability.
Yeah.
Because again and again, Richard, we're in this together. There ain't nobody chosen. There's no chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Jews, not the Arabs, not the nothing. We need each other. We are in this together. And that's the entire point.
Well, I've even made... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No,
I was going to say, I've even made the point, too, that to really emphasize what you've just stated, that if the Creator had intended for each one of us to live solitary lives, there are certainly enough planets in the universe for each one of us to occupy one. But guess what? We're all here together. And your point,
and, you know, and that's what was once a line in the sand
mm-hmm.
is now a huge, huge chasm, and everyone's lining up one way or the other. Just as you know, there are vast numbers of people lining up saying, our way is the only way, and anything else is wrong and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many people on your side and mine, we're in this together, who are saying, no, we are in this together. We're all here together, and there is no possible excuse. And there's no salvation or survival even with a lack of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that becomes more and more true, and has become more and more true, as we become more technologically advanced. It's tech and technology. Look, I like technology. You know what? I like my toys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love indoor plumbing, whatever. You know, but the point is this. Technology has no core value structure. It has no values whatsoever. It is simply a cannibal, an all-consuming cannibal. Now, therefore, technology must always be in the service of, number one, spirituality.
Hmm.
If technology does not serve spirituality, you are living with a cannibal, and if you're going to live with a cannibal, the very simple question is, aren't you curious about what the hell is for dinner?
I believe it's I. It is I.
Yeah. And so that's the entire point.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and that analogy functions at any given level, you know? I don't know. You have any kids?
Just animals.
Okay. Well, let's assume that you have some kids, you have a son. He goes to school, and here's your 6-7-year-old kid. Goes to school, he comes home, he's got, you know, a black eye or whatever it is. He had a fight with his friend. Now, you can make a big deal about it and go through all kinds of changes, Or you can maybe teach him a little bit about defending himself and just then back away, because while you're making a big deal, the two of them are going to be best friends again the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no future for you in making a big deal. You're just going to end up looking dumb. Fair enough?
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it happened to you, happened to me, it happened to every kid. Now, and that's very simple. It's just part of life, you know. Suppose I take that scenario, and into that mix, I add, oh, let's say one kid has a knife. Now, you are a deeply concerned parent. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Not to mention a gun. Not to mention bombs. Not to mention nuclear weapons, biological warfare, etc. Technology must serve spirituality, or it will consume you, because it's a damn cannibal.
Yeah.
And that is how we've gotten in this fine kettle of fish. We have not understood that fundamental thing called spirituality. And that, by that, I do not mean religion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean spirituality.
Right, right.
Right, religion may or may not be spiritual. But it's not the same.
Right.
And spirituality is consciousness, so spirituality is the degree to which we perceive our connection to everyone and everything in the whole blessed universe.
And we are connected to Stephen Lewis right now, and you're listening to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. You can go to aimprogram.com to find out more about Stephen Lewis as well as the AIM program. And we are also linked, as Stephen was quite eloquent in stating, we're all linked, and we are linked to our guests' websites. So you can go to richarddugan.com. You can click on Stephen Lewis on the shows page following this broadcast. You can also listen to this interview following the program and share it with other folks as well as we continue talking here about Pathway to Consciousness. The book entitled Sanctuary came out, about 10 or 15 years ago?
Something like that. Yeah. 10 years ago.
And I remember reading it and was really intrigued by it, because it was a book that was had factual information in it, but it was sort of a novel-based kind of a fictional story. It was a story that had at the time.
Well, at that time, Richard, I was in practice in Los Angeles.
Right.
And you can't identify patients. That's a violation of confidentiality.
Right.
And so I used different names and called it a novel.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
And it was a wonderful read.
It was not a novel, but the names were different. I'm required to do that.
Right.
I even changed my name in there.
Right.
Because instead of being Steve, I took the name Max Stevens.
Max, I like that.
Yeah, that's because the first guy who taught me about the physics of consciousness was a man whose name was Max. And I will be in his debt forever. So I said, let's do this a little bit of a minor thank you to Max. And I talked to Max years after that. He was an old guy now. And he said, I'm just curious, is that Max? Is that, yeah, Max, it's you. I mean, just a little thank you. So.
Well, now, you have been tracking the balanced energy fields within people for many years. And you mentioned, of course, on a scale of 1 to 100, I'm at 100, which is, I'm glad to hear that. I feel pretty darn good today, let me tell you.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I don't have it in front of me, but what was your life force when you got on the program? And that was going back a ways.
That's going back into the late 90s, I think, or maybe early 2000, something like that.
Yeah,
I want to say...
Program.
You're right. That was originally when I came on, and I believe it was, I think it was 41. I think I was at 41 at that time. I'd have to go back to the file.
That would be monumentally high right now.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. If you had gotten on in, say, 2007 or something,
mm-hmm.
your life force at the time would have been probably something in single digits.
Mm-hmm.
1, 3, 7. Now, if you're on AIM, your life force is 100. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Which means there is nothing about you that you need to heal other than perhaps what you acquired today. Because the AIM program is not a full-body condom. You acquire things.
Sure.
But the issue is, do you heal them or do you succumb?
Yeah.
So, everything that's relevant about you, which is really everything that's hereditary, there's a reason for everything. It's axiomatic in my field, subtle energy physics, and it's just axiomatic in life. Nothing happens for no reason.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
So your life force, if you were not on AIM right now, would be 0.004, 0.0004, 0.0005, and dropping. And the question becomes, and that would make you average. Average as an urban adult in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now the question becomes, well, how much lower can it go before there is some irreversible consequence? Like something like, transitioning. There's an irreversible consequence.
There you go.
Right? That's absolutely it. So, okay? So,
and
how much longer can it go? When does zero become nothing?
Mm-hmm.
If you take 0.0004 and round it off, it's 0.000.
Right, right.
However, forget the rounding. When does it suddenly become nothing? That's a question, and I'll know that shortly. That's what we're looking to see, because it happens. I mean, and all the signs have been there, right? What it's all about is this. It's about an immune deficiency. And when that happens, there is a barrier within you. That barrier is what is between you and what you brought with you. What is hereditary, or if you want to speak New Agey, mm-hmm. what is karmic, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. All right? Now, that barrier, once it's destroyed, will never return. Usually it erodes slowly so that your hereditary stuff becomes active because the barrier is gone when you're old, like me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? However, if you have an immune deficiency, it's destroyed quickly, less than a year. And therefore, everything hereditary becomes active, whether you're in your 70s or whether you're 7. So the only resolution to that scenario is to heal whatever you have hereditarily and actively. But hereditarily is the big thing. And then there is nothing left to become active.
Hmm.
It's that simple. And so, that is your status by virtue of you having a life force of 100. When the average is close to 100 points lower and dropping.
Wow.
So when does 0.000 become nothing, when there's nothing I can measure? And I don't know, but it's close.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking at. And the manifestations are all around us, But physicians understand that many, many diseases run in families. And the things that run in families also dictate what diseases you acquire. Because if you're weak enough, you can't overcome anything. And
yeah.
Conversely, if you're strong enough, you can overcome just about anything.
Yeah.
So it's all very incestuous. And this is what is going on right now. Look at the kids. Kids, they're talking about an epidemic of diabetes.
Right.
For example. Right? These kids with diabetes, what the hell have they done to earn it? They don't have, the 2 million beers or drinks or cupcakes or Twinkies or whatever. They're little kids. They have diabetes. That's because the barrier is gone. If they had the potential for it, that potential has become active. Follow me?
So in other words, there are some kids who may be having the same diet and same environment who don't have diabetes, but then there are those kids that do. So you can only conclude that it's obviously not their environment and it is not their intake of food and liquid has to be hereditary. It has to be genetic.
almost everything in life's hereditary.
Yeah.
It's even what you acquire. Now, and I can only speak energetically, but that's what I'm doing now. But
well,
let's say this way. Let's take an energetic scenario, Richard. You know, it's Christmas, and everybody lines up under the mistletoe. Everyone lines up and kisses the hostess under the mistletoe. All right?
All right.
Very nice, heartwarming situation. The next day, let's say 100 people kiss her. Merry Christmas. The next day, one of those 100 people picks up with a tingling on his lip. It's like, something, you know, like a herpes. The other 99 are fine. They all kiss the same hostess. That one person had a fundamental weakness in that area that led him not overcome it. That's the way it works energetically. I submit to you, that's just the way it works.
Wow. Now,
you follow what I'm saying?
I do, absolutely. Now, there's another side to this whole energetics and healing, as you were talking about that, that I've been putting this question out, and I'm really taking in the answers that people give as we do these programs. And the question revolves around the whole business of healing, and that is having to do with either on the atomic or on the cellular level. When one scratches their skin, all right, say breaks the skin, there's bleeding and so forth, they stop the bleeding, they put a Band-Aid on it, whatever, and it heals, scab's over, the scab goes away, and they don't have a scar, but the place where it was scratched is now like it never happened. So the skin is now back to skin cells.
Yes, but if they have a hereditary disease that enables them to be, let's say, hemophiliac.
Okay, but
they get a little scratch and it bleeds and it doesn't stop.
Okay, well, but I'm going in a little different direction here. I happen to have in my left eye, I was diagnosed with glaucoma, and this glaucoma progressed to the point where now I don't see out of that eye. My question revolves around how and why the cells in the body will not regenerate to the normal healthy tissue like in the arm where it was cut and then healed over and now it's back to normal, whereas the eye will not, or has not, let me put it that way, has not healed to the point where it is a normal seeing eye again.
Has it changed at all? It's just the same.
It's still the same.
Well, that's a valid question. And you know what? I can answer you, but I can't answer you now. You know why? Because for me, it's not like why does it happen to one or someone or them. It's what is it about you? And I've got to take my equipment and my computer and do an energetic evaluation of you and your eye and then say, this is what I found, Richard. Because it's not everyone has that. You have it. And you want to know the answer about you.
Right.
And it's answerable, but specifically about you. And that's what my work is. That's what I do.
Okay.
And if it's something, now maybe there's something about you that is not known. Not known generally and not known to me, not known to the AIM program. You have an unknown imbalance. There's probably a couple thousand of them on the AIM program. Unknown medically. Unknown, but they're real. But if I find that about you, I'll then put it on the AIM program, and you and everyone else who has it, maybe it's no one but you, maybe it's many people, don't heal it. Because there's nothing you can't heal. So that's just a manifestation of that. That's what we do at EMC Square.
Right.
That's my work. That's our work.
Yeah,
it's a valid question.
Well, and I find it fascinating that there are those who, as you said before, it is an individualized scenario and situation that is true, and it has always been a question in my mind, sort of perplexing to the extent that I'm curious about, you know, what's the deal here? Because here's this person over here who had whatever the condition was, and they completely healed of it, and this other person over here died. They transitioned because of it, and again, it goes back to what you've just stated. Because we're all individual, and we have our own individual pasts, genetically and hereditarily, that's why one person who is strong enough to withstand it and overcomes it, whereas the other person, as you said, succumbs to it and goes on.
If you go back a number of man-made imbalances ago, there was one that they called SARS. Remember that one?
I remember it, yeah. I haven't heard about it in a long time.
Sudden acute respiratory syndrome. Okay, so now, when this happened, people called, said to me, you have this frequency of SARS in your computer. I said, no, I don't. I don't know what it is because there is no slide of it. There is no picture of it. So I don't know. Finally, one day, but meanwhile, I had other respiratory things. One of our facilitators called today, Steve, I've got this thing in my lungs, and it just doesn't seem to be healing. I'm coughing a lot, and you look and see. Well, I found it was an imbalance and acquired, and I named it after this person, this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in there, and that was it. Well, after a while, I found that I had this imbalance, too, and I thought it was airborne, aerosolized. It was man-made imbalance. We do live in an age of biological warfare,
mm-hmm.
those who don't know it. I know it. I believe you know it, but some don't. So anyway, it's there, no big deal. Meanwhile, I was speaking in Toronto, and that was the SARS capital of the Western Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a subject up there. I said, you see this frequency that I found? I said, that frequency is SARS. This person has it. Not a big deal. But it was to the audience. I had over 2,000 people in the audience. Within 10 minutes, I had nobody. The whole place emptied out.
Wow.
So, now, meanwhile, I and almost everybody else had this imbalance. When I looked, so I said, well, how come some people had it and they transitioned? They died of SARS. I looked at them and I could find, the SARS frequency that they had. And under that, I could find maybe the frequency of raging lung cancer or something of that nature. And so the difference is very simply this. They didn't have whatever it took to overcome this imbalance, whereas almost everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
And so nobody even hears of SARS anymore. It's there, I see it, I find it, but so what?
But
if you were to, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But if you're weak enough, anything matters. Here's the essence of it all. Now, we've all heard of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Uh-huh.
So if you picture some guy with a ton of straw on his camel's back, and he puts one more straw on, the animal falls over, and that's it. He's gone.
Right.
And if this guy looked at you and said, this animal's worthless, I put this one lousy straw on his back, and he couldn't even survive, what would you say to this idiot? You wouldn't know what to say because he's too stupid to talk to.
But doesn't this come back around to the issue of consciousness again?
How you can't leave it.
Yeah, right.
It always does. It doesn't just come around to it. It's always there.
It's always there.
And so that's the point. Now, with SARS, with whatever.
Right.
And the funny thing is, by the way, this is... Medicine is based upon fundamentally the work of Louis Pasteur, who's the inventor of the germ theory.
Mm-hmm.
On his deathbed, he said, everything I've said, my life's work is wrong. It is not the seed that gets you. It's the fertile soil.
Oh.
If, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Not widely publicized, but there you have it. Now, you can look it up. The point is, if you're strong enough, we're meant to heal ourselves.
Yeah.
To heal it. It's when you're weak enough that anything becomes the last straw. Even with stuff like the flu, people are advised, if you have an immune deficiency, if you're old and frail, or if you're frail, whatever, you better get a flu shot. For the rest of you, have some chicken soup, but don't bother me.
Yeah. that's what
you hear all the time.
Yeah.
Unless they have too much flu vaccine, then they say, oh, you better all come get it.
Yeah.
But that's not anything other than economics, is it?
And what I'm, yeah, well, true. And what I'm also very intrigued by, and that is that when, let's say, this individual who placed that final straw that broke the camel's back and killed it, had raised his consciousness to a level where he understood what was going on, he would have never placed that additional straw on the camel's back in the first place.
Nor would he have allowed it to be that close.
Or even allowed it to get that close. Exactly.
Right.
So it's a question of, and I hesitate to use the word education when talking about consciousness, because there's a part of me, because it's not quite the same thing. I mean, to get educated,
it's not even nearly the same thing, because
yeah,
consciousness, but, you can be highly, highly educated and fundamentally not perceive your connection to anyone or anything.
Right.
In fact, you can use your education that way as a greater means of separation. Everybody's too stupid for you, or whatever it is.
Right.
Or too uneducated.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not education. It is consciousness is perceiving that we are fundamentally connected. It's spirituality.
Yeah.
You can be a very, very educated person who's good at problem solving, you know, high IQ, and have absolutely no core spirituality.
When I think of the volcanic ash that is in the jet stream right now, it is a very prime example of how we are all connected, because this is something that could potentially affect most of the population of the planet as it circles the globe, and especially if the volcano continues to spew ash.
Right, and let's say it does affect everyone.
Yeah.
It may cause some fatalities, but they will be, since we all will breathe it in, they will be those who have a profound enough weakness,
right,
a respiratory weakness, that makes it impossible for them to overcome it. That profound weakness is something that you brought with you, and that has now become active.
Right. Well, we're gonna...
because let's face it, 92% of the world, for example, has the frequency of hereditary cancer. Now, that doesn't mean when you're an infant, when you're born, and you're one of the 92%, and you probably are. That's what 92 out of 100 means.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're born and you have active cancer. No. It means you have the potential for that within you.
Right.
And you know what? The disclaimer or the caveat or whatever it is pretty simple. This: there is nothing you cannot heal,
right?
Including that which is hereditary. Now, what do we do in the AIM program? Very simple. No one heals you but you.
Right.
I can heal anything in the world, only in me. However, what we do is help you in the process of healing yourself, and almost everybody needs some help.
Right.
Me, personally, I am not overly proud. I mean, any help I can get that I believe will be effective or may be effective, I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there it is.
Can use all the help
and
we can get.
If you want me to say he helped me, sure, whatever you want. I mean, the hell do I care? But people need help.
Mm-hmm.
And help is so available. I mean, what we're doing, the AIM program, I think is maybe the most helpful energetic medium existent, because it's unrelenting. It's 24/7.
Right.
It's like, as if you believe in the power of prayer, if you're having that prayer 24/7 every day, not without cessation.
Right.
As opposed to 2 hours Sunday morning.
And if you want to get more information about this program, it's aimprogram.com. That's aimprogram.com. Or 877-500-3622, 877-500-3622. We'll wrap things up here in just a moment here on Tell Me Your Story.
CNN Radio.
CNN Radio's Pat Neal reports.
CNN Radio's Skip Losher has more from Washington.
CNN Radio's John Bisney has the latest from Capitol
Hill. Kelly Arena has details from Washington.
CNN Radio's Dick Giuliano in Washington.
CNN Radio's Andrea Koppel reporting live from Pyongyang, North
CNN
Korea.
CNN Radio's John Bisney reports.
CNN Radio's Dick Giuliano has the story from Washington.
CNN Radio's Holly Furfer has more from Atlanta.
CNN Radio's Candy Crawley reports.
CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten was
CNN
there.
Radio's Dick Giuliano has the story from
this
Washington.
This is CNN.
Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. Through Angel Healing House, I can help you release emotional issues and physical ailments and finally find your inner strength to regain health, clarity, and balance in your life. Find your joy again by booking your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
Till I got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Yes, very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
New paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And if you're in good health, you can dream a lot better than when you're not feeling so good. And so it might behoove you to shift your thinking a little bit and help to raise your consciousness. As Stephen Lewis has been my guest, and he's the founder of the AIM program, and that's aimprogram.com. And his book, Sanctuary Pathway to Consciousness, is also available through that website. You can also call 877-500-3622. And Stephen, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program. And if you have any last things to share with our listeners before we wrap up, about a minute to go. And again, my thanks for you for sharing this time with us on this Saturday afternoon.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. You know, fundamentally, you and I are messengers. And we have a message, we give that message, and it's a noble profession. Hopefully, as you said, someone who hasn't received that before heard it today and can act on that message. And we are together with them. My message is the same as it was a little while ago. Mm-hmm. We are all in this together. We all need each other. Let us make that the cornerstone and the byway of our life. As it is, let's just realize it.
Absolutely. Once again, I thank you so much for joining us. The book, again, is called Sanctuary Pathway to Consciousness. My guest, Stephen Lewis, and the AIM program. That's aimprogram.com if you want to get more information. We're also linked at richarddugan.com. And we encourage you to join us every Saturday at this time being 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. We stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com. And we encourage you to check out many of the programs that we have on the website going back to September of 2007 when we began all this great work. Until next Saturday at this same time, I'm Richard Dugan, thanking you for joining us. Love to all.